So, good morning. Welcome. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be here, to stay in your presence, to hear from you. And we want to open our hearts, we want to open our mind, we want to open our ears to hear from you. We ask you to speak to us, and we are so thankful for all that you have already done in our lives. Amen. So let's start in Hebrews 12:14a. Make every effort to be at peace with everyone and to live in a way that pleases God. When you think of your past, maybe your childhood, your teenage years, or as an adult, or a long time ago, or maybe what you are experiencing right now, what comes to your mind? There are things that shape us, many beautiful moments and experience, but probably there are negative things like injuries. Because things that you have experienced. You shouldn't always influence what happened. You couldn't always influence what happened, but you can influence how to deal with it. We have to recognize these things, and then we can approach them with Jesus and experience his deliverance and healing. God says, "Behold, I make all things new," and God does not lie. I can say this in faith with full conviction because I was allowed to experience it myself. If you keep struggling with certain hurts and memories, today is the day for change. The fact that I'm standing here today doing early morning prayer is a huge miracle from God. I was so broken when I came to this church 20 years ago. Physically, mentally, empty, full of danger, disappointment, and deeply hurt. My prayer is that supernatural things will happen this morning. Healing from deep hurts and deliverance from bondage of the past in the name of Jesus. It can start today, perhaps a process will begin, but I firmly believe that something new will begin today. When I look at my past, especially in my childhood and youth, I see many scars, but no more open wounds. Which doesn't mean I've forgotten everything, but I experience deep change and healing, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you, Jesus. What miracles have you already experienced? Maybe healing, restoration. We often see only the negative things, but not the good. The enemy knows us, our experience areas where we are vulnerable and hurt, and that's where he always wants to get in. Exactly the opposite of what Jesus bought for us at the cross. The enemy wants to bind us and destroy us. Jesus wants to heal us and set us free. I have really learned one thing. God does not force anything on us. He's loving and he wants the very best. That we can live in his presence and have all the fullness. But we have to do our part. And that is usually a very small step. Maybe a yes, or maybe I open my heart. Maybe, Lord, I need your help. When we are hurt, I would say that someone has hurt us. And it's usually the person who are very close to us, who can hurt us the most. Forgiveness is one of the central themes in the Bible. It describes the letting go of guilt and the path to reconciliation. We have experienced forgiveness through God's unconditional grace, and we are called to forgive other people too. In Ephesians 4:31-32, Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to others, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And it gets even clearer. In Matthew 6:15, Jesus makes it clear how important this attitude is. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And it's getting more clearer. How often should we forgive? Peter asked Jesus, how many times? And he said, 70 times 7, a symbol of infinite forgiveness. Infinite forgiveness. The Bible not only shows us here how we should behave as Christians, but a path of freedom, to freedom. Because unforgiveness refers to holding onto resentment, bitterness, and the desire for retribution against someone who has hurt us. Like an invisible burden that drains energy, blocks healing, and can lead to lasting emotional or even physical stress and illness. Like a deep infected wound that can be hidden under the most beautiful and best bandage in the world, and yet it is an infected wound that cannot heal if we do not forgive each other. The important thing is, forgiving does not mean forgetting. It is a conscious act of letting go. The memory remains as a personal experience. This attitude enables inner peace without condemning the injustice. No forgetting, but healing. It does not mean repressing what has happened or pretending that nothing has happened. Forgiveness means giving up the demand for reparation and no longer carrying the burden around with you. Regain inner peace and become free. I've often heard, I can't forgive. I can't. I have gone through this process many times of my life. I said this too. And it's not easy. And as I said, some injuries are very deep and the memory of them is very painful. Today I can say, yes, it may be true. It was very, very painful. But with God's help, I was able to forgive, to let go of the people, and to do so with all of my heart. These scars are there, but not longer infected. What do I want? Do I want to be free? Do I want to experience change in my life? Do I want to live in the will of God, feel His presence, and live in the fullness of God? Am I ready to do my part? Am I willing to forgive? With forgiveness in my life, I can live in the freedom that Jesus bought for me on the cross. Maybe there's a person who has hurt you. Today can be the day when you become free. God's goal is for us to live together in love, kindness, grace, and mercy. And I want to encourage you. When there is a strife with brothers and sisters in the Lord, start there. Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with all and holiness. Pursue means to take hold of something with intent, to pursue with intensity and urgency. And I want to encourage you to forgive. To forgive those people who hurt you. Maybe it was your father, maybe your mother, Maybe your sister, maybe your brother, maybe your friend. Forgive. Forgive. And I will pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this moment. You are the only one who can make everything new, no matter what it is. You are the Lord who heals and delivers when we come to you and ask for help. Help us this morning to release forgiveness and to set free people who have hurt us. Forgive us too where we have hurt others. This morning, break all chains of the past. Lead us into freedom. We let go of all unforgiveness in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.